Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. I've got two addresses for you. If you're on a tablet or a smartphone, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And if you want to shoot us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. We're always on the lookout for new topics to talk about here on Let's Talk Insurance. Maybe you had a claim from the past that went south. Maybe it wasn't covered and you're not still exactly sure why. Hey, shoot us an email. Let us know. marsiliains@gmail.com. We'll do the research and give you our opinion as far as what research we were able to do to kind of get to the bottom as to why your claim was either denied or wasn't fully covered. So be sure to do that. That would be cool. Now, as I stated, over the past few weeks, we've been delving into a home warranty commercial that I've seen lately in our area on television. And I'm not going to mention the name of the warranty place or anything like that, but if you've seen the commercial, you know what I'm talking about. A gentleman is sitting there with his insurance agent explaining that his central air unit at his house broke down and wanted to know if his home insurance policy would cover it. And of course, his agent says, no, we don't cover things like that. And he basically says, well, then what am I paying premium for? What is covered? And she goes through a list of things, earthquake, volcano, and zombie apocalypse. And he kind of scoffs and says, zombie apocalypse? And then they go on and say, hey, you know, you pay us so much per month, your refrigerator breaks down, or your central air unit breaks down, or your furnace breaks down, we will pay the repairs to fix it. Again, I don't want to give the home warranty place any free advertising other than to say they had a very interesting commercial. And then at the end, outside the window, you can see zombies walking around, and a woman comes running up and says, it's a zombie apocalypse. And the agent kind of sits there and smiles, and I believe she says something like, well, that's covered. So it's all in fun. So I thought, hey, you know, after seeing that commercial and hearing this agent say, you know, these things are covered, I thought, well, let's look into a standard homeowner's policy and find out if indeed the things that she mentions are covered on a standard homeowner's policy. So the first week, she only mentioned a few, so I had to choose one additional one. So the first week, we checked out water backup as far as like from a sewer or sump pump situation, and we found out there that sewer and sump pump failure coverage is available. You can purchase it in increments from $1,000 up to there are some carriers that will go up to $100,000 in coverage, and there are certain criteria that it follows. There are certain things that it covers, but again, by endorsement, by purchasing additional coverage, you can purchase coverage for a sewer or sump pump failure. And then last week we talked about earth movement, and that kind of flows right into what we're talking about this week. And again, earth movement can be purchased via endorsement again. And then it depends on the carrier. We looked at Frankenmuth Insurance as far as their earth movement endorsement, and we found there that there is a percentage deductible that applies. And so the policy deductible doesn't apply. So if you have a $500 deductible or a $1,000 deductible, that doesn't apply. They have a percentage deductible that applies. So if you have, say, a 10% deductible, the total damage is $10,000. 10% of $10,000 is $1,000. You would have a $1,000 deductible in that particular situation. We also found out that the definition of an earth movement event includes shock waves from a 72-hour period would be considered one event versus having to say that each shock wave is a separate event because, number one, it gets expensive to the insured, and number two, it's going to be very difficult to prove what was damaged during which shock wave. So the company kind of made it easy for the insured that any shock waves within a 72-hour period would be considered one single event, which is nice. And we also learned as well that with this endorsement, there is an exclusion. Damage to masonry veneer is not covered. And then the cost of that damage would be separated out from the total damage loss. So the example that I gave last week was, say that there was $50,000 in damage, $10,000 of that was from masonry veneer. The company would separate that $10,000 from the $50,000. It would be $40,000. If you had a $10,000 deductible, you have a $4,000 deductible that you would have to pay for that particular event. Now, this week, the one thing from last week, I talked about earth movement, talking about land shocks before, during, and after a volcanic eruption. So you kind of wonder, is volcanic eruption covered? And that's what we want to talk about today. Now, a majority of you that are listening to this podcast are probably saying, but I don't live near a volcano, so what does it matter to me? Now, it's true that the majority of homeowners don't live near a volcano or areas of possible volcanic activity, all right? But most standard homeowners policies are just that. They're standard, which means that certain perils or coverage may not apply to everyone. It's often included as a part of the policy itself. I've got clients that have asked me questions regarding their coverage when it comes to other structures, and they tell me, "Well, I don't have other structures on my property; that coverage is useless to me." Well, I guess that's a bad example because other structures coverage for most homeowners insurance carriers. If you don't have other structures on your property, you can use that amount towards your dwelling. So if you have a $200,000 house, most insurance carriers offer 10% for other structures, which would be $10,000 or $20,000. And if you don't have any other structures on there, you can use that $20,000 towards the dwelling amount in case of a loss. So in essence, the people have $220,000 to start on their home policy for their home. So again, you know, we're talking about volcanic eruption. Will it happen to you? Likelihood that it won't. But again, I want to go through each of the coverages that this insurance agent gave during this home warranty commercial to find out if what she was saying is true. Like I stated just a few minutes ago, earth movement before, during, and after a volcanic eruption is not covered automatically on a standard homeowner's policy, but it can be added via endorsement, okay? So if that coverage can be added via endorsement, then surely volcanic eruption itself can be covered via endorsement, or can it? It's a good question. As a matter of fact, just to be honest with you, it is, okay? Fire or lightning is covered. Okay, so fire from the volcano landing on your home, that's covered. All right, fire or lightning is covered. Explosion is covered. And as we talked about last week, explosion from land shocks due to volcanic eruption are covered. So explosions covered. Smoke is covered, and you would get a lot of smoke and soot and whatnot from a volcanic eruption. Smoke is covered except that which is a result of agricultural smudging or industrial operations. So smoke, if it doesn't have anything to do with agricultural or industrial operations, smoke's covered. All right. Interestingly enough, though, volcanic eruption itself is listed as a covered peril on a standard homeowner's policy. It says volcanic eruption, other than loss caused by earthquake, land shock, or tremors, of course, for which an endorsement can be purchased. So volcanic eruption is listed as a covered peril on a standard homeowner's policy. So yes, we learned that the shock waves from a volcanic eruption or volcano are covered via endorsement, via the earth movement or earthquake endorsement. And this week we've learned that the volcanic eruption itself is covered on a standard homeowner's policy. Now, I've got a link on our blog, so if you go to blog.yourhometownagency.com or go to our website, either if you're on a desktop, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, or on our mobile site, if you're on a tablet or smartphone, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. I've got a link for the Insurance Information Institute that fleshes out a little bit more as what you can expect from your insurance carrier as far as loss from volcanic eruption to your property, your automobile, and your business insurance. So that's something people don't often consider when they could look at a volcanic eruption. They're thinking about homes, but also you got to think about, what about the cars? What about the businesses? What kind of coverage is there for them on their policies? So the Insurance Information Institute just has, I believe it's like a general, like I said, a standard guidelines as far as what you can expect. You need to check with your particular insurance carrier to see exactly what's covered when it comes to volcanic eruption. So again, I want to mention that we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a smartphone or tablet, go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Shoot us an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. Again, that's marsiliains@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Again, if you've got a strange claim story that you want to share, we won't use your name. Just give us the story. Let us know what happened. Was it covered by the insurance carrier? I'd like to gather a bunch of those together so that we could do like a little program of some of the weirdest claims that have been paid for by insurance carriers. I think that'll be a lot of fun. So if you want to participate, again, no names, don't have to use a name. I could just say, you know, a podcast listener shared this with us. So be sure to check that out and send us an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I am Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance each and every week, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Have a great week.